Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Watlington Show. What's going on, gang? I'm your host, Brandon Watlington. It is Monday. We are almost done. Can you believe it? I mean, May has really gone by rather quick. And the crazy thing about it is that summertime is almost here, and the kids are getting ready to get out of school. And you know what's even crazier about it? Is that we're almost halfway done with 2016. Almost halfway done with 2016. We're halfway to 2017. Have you guys gotten your goals done? Have you guys gotten your dreams out? Have you guys gotten all of the achievements that you've desired to get, to reach, to achieve, and to move into? I ask these questions because New Year's resolutions are always going on. And I say to myself, you know what, this is going to be the year that this happens, and this is going to be that that's going to happen. And then comes around May or June, I have to look back at it, and I have to say, did I really do it? Okay. You know, and I've been there before, and I am there, okay? There are plenty of things that are on the mark, okay? But want to make sure that I hold my listeners accountable, and that you guys are doing the right things, that you guys are doing what you set out to do. So I want to make sure of that as well. Today's show is going to be about the power of jump, okay? The power of jump. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, okay, are you doing the whole Steve Harvey thing, talking about leap, jump, all the other stuff? Not quite. You know, I did a speech at an event a little bit over a year ago, and I talked about leaping, about jumping. And it's funny that, you know, Steve Harvey ended up having a speech that was pretty much centered around that as well. And Steve's gotten over a million different views from it. And I think it's, you know, if there's anybody that can make you believe anything, Steve Harvey. I mean, the man is just amazing. You know, he does everything. But I want to shed some light on this theory here, okay? And it's great that we're talking about this on a Monday, because on a Monday is when you are ready to go and ready to get things started, but also that's where the fear starts to set in as well for some people, because it's like Monday, it's showtime, it's time to go. We've gotten everything that we need to get. It's time to make things happen. What am I going to do? I'm going to do it. Okay, well, now it's time to actually do it. And people freeze up. Our people avoid having to confront what they have to deal with. You guys have to forgive me. I'm up here clearing my throat. I'm getting over a cold, and it's working on me. But and they're afraid of moving forward with whatever it is that they were setting out to do. But what I understand is that it's about the jumping factor. Imagine your life like this. You're on a road. You're on a path to a success unlike anything ever seen before. You know what you want. But then the closer that you get towards that goal, you see that it's on the other side, that the road ends. You're on a cliff. But your goal is on the other side. It's on another cliff. And in order for you to get to that cliff, you have to leap. You have to jump. You have to have a running start, and you have to do what? You have to jump, and you have high hopes to make it happen. But here's the thing, though. You want to aim high for those goals. You want to get those goals. You want to jump high. We all want to jump high. But the problem is this. In order for you to jump high, you have to bend your knees. Okay? What's the problem with bending your knees? When you look at life, life is, when you're bending your knees, it means that you are low. It means that you are being challenged. It means that you are in low places, at a low area, at a low ground, in order to get ready to leap high. Okay, I'm going to say that again. maybe you might catch this. In order for you to jump high, you have to bend your knees. And when you bend your knees, you find yourself at a lower level. You are at a lower ground, a lower altitude, a lower position. If you look on the side of jumping, when you are at the lowest level, when you find yourself at the low at a low area, and your knees bent, there is tension building up in your knees. There is stress building up in your knees, in your calf muscles, in your shins, in your thighs, in your feet. There's so much pressure and energy around you. Have you guys ever been in a situation like that where you wanted to do something so good, so great, so phenomenal, incredible, but you find yourself in a pressure situation where it seems like everything that could go wrong did go wrong? The pressure, the tightness, the energy, the pain, behind on bills, losing a job, losing friends, okay? Losing sight of vision, having failure after failure, and you say that you wanted to aim high, but guess what, though? How can you aim high when you're low? And that's what all the people are telling you, negative people, people, the naysayers, the ones saying, oh, you said that you were going to do this, you were going to do that. Where are you now? I don't see you here at the top. I see you here low. And here's the problem that we face in today's society. A lot of people want to jump high, but they're afraid to get low. They're afraid to be low. They're afraid of the tension, the pressure, the rejection potentially. But let me tell you this, people. If you put yourself in that position and then learn to let it go and release, the sky's the limit, because you will find yourself jumping finally over that cliff, over that hurdle, and getting to the other side of what is your success. But it takes you having to lead, having to jump, having to bend your knees, get in that low spot, that low space, that low place, in order for you to move further. You know, Michael Jordan once told Penny Hardaway, when he beat them in the 96 finals, said, before you can succeed, you must learn to fail. Before you can succeed, you must learn to fail. While we don't believe in having failures, we just believe that we have lessons learned, and we have high expectations, and we expect nothing but the best. We have to understand that a lot comes in those pressure moments when we don't know what can happen. Because here's the thing, though. When you bend your knees to jump, here's the thing. You don't know what can happen. You expect things to happen a certain way, but you don't know what can happen. Things may break. You may not necessarily position yourself the right way to get the best jump. You see in basketball players, they go for a shot, they go for a layup, and you hear something go pop. Things can happen. Like I say, jump, like leaping, jumping, this is serious business here. You want to start that business, but in order for you to start that business, you have to bend your knees. It means that you have to go on it solo dolo, all on your own. There's no guarantee of money, and there's, guess what? You may not necessarily have the money, the finances to support yourself the way that you want to. It may be some months where it's like, hey, listen, man, we're gonna have to make this thing. We're gonna have to figure some things out here. You know, adversity introduces a man to himself, and there's no way for you to be introduced to yourself, or it introduces a woman to himself. I should say that for all of the men and women out there listening. I don't want to exclude anybody. But it takes you going through that adversity to introduce yourself to the person that you need to be. For each new level requires a new you. And in that level, of being low, of that pressure building up all around you. You need to develop yourself into a new person, into a new being, into a better being. That way, when you release and you jump, you're able to withstand and be able to appreciate and be able to achieve all the success and all the heights of fame, fortune, whatever it may be, but all the things that you aspire to achieve, that you'll be able to do it the right way. All it takes is you being a willing vessel, being a willing person to be okay with being in that position of low places. Not to settle in the low places, but understand to be okay in the low places, because you know that you won't be there too long. You know, I look at it like this, though. You know, jumping, it only takes like, you know, a half a second to really jump. But you know what they say, though. You know, a day to God is like 1,000 years to us. So what may seem long to us can be short to him. Just like when we jump, it seems short, bending our knees and getting prepared, but it's a long process that comes along with it. There's so many things that go into it. It's not just a simple thing to do. It is a science behind it. And that's what I want to get you guys to understand. The science is trusting yourself, moving forward, bending your knees, being willing to bend your knees, not afraid to be around the pressure, not afraid to see yourself in situations where it's like, how are we going to make this happen? Here's the thing, though. You may not need to know how it's going to happen. In pressure situations, there are situations and times where you feel like you do not have the answer. But guess what? You don't have to have the answer. You just have to have the vision. The vision gives you all the answers you need. And all the ones that you don't have, you'll get those along the way. And they will work for you. And they will work for you. And they will benefit you in the long run. I guarantee it. I'll stand by it. I know it for myself. Starting my own business. Learning all the ropes. All the ups and downs. Getting knocked upside the head numbers of times. Numerous times. Okay? Bending my knees. Being in low places. Trying to figure out how I'm going to make things work. When I started my coaching business, I had no idea. You know, I had a feeling how I was going to work it, but at the same time, though, there were so many different things that I did not know. So many things I didn't know. But it was those experiences and me going to the trainings that I went to get certified and dealing with clients and other people and people that I was looking at potentially coaching and knowing what I was looking for, finding the right type of clients for myself. Those were in the days where I was bending my knees. Bending my knees not only to leap, but bending my knees to pray. And praying that I was going to find my way in this world. And also in my, you know, in the speaking world as well. And it takes you being persistent and consistent. I always say that. Being persistent and consistency gets you everywhere. Not being afraid because everybody was a nobody before they were a somebody. And those low places, it may feel like you're not where you want to be. But guess what? If you stay at it and if you see yourself at the right time, release and jump and go, I guarantee you, you will hit your mark. Once again, this is Brandon Wallington here. Just give me some words of encouragement and some wisdom. And I wanted to make sure, you know, we did something for today, you know, something that really would start off our week the right way on this 15-minute podcast that we wanted to do for you guys. But listen, guys, make sure to tune in every Monday, 7 a.m., lawtalkradio.com/Brandon Wallington. Thank you guys for joining. God bless. Take care. Peace.